Friday, May 24th. Scully canceled his trip and decided to confront Jobs at the executive staff meeting on Friday morning. Jobs arrived late, and he saw that his usual seat next to Scully, who sat at the head of the table, was taken. He sat instead at the far end. He was dressed in a well-tailored suit and looked energized. Scully looked pale. He announced that he was dispensing with the agenda to confront the issue on everyone's mind. "It's come to my attention that you'd like to throw me out of the company," he said, looking directly at Jobs. "I'd like to ask you if that's true." Jobs was not expecting this, but he was never shy about indulging in brutal honesty. His eyes narrowed, and he fixed Scully with his unblinking stare. "I think you're bad for Apple, and I think you're the wrong person to run the company," he replied, coldly and slowly. "You really should leave this company. You don't know how to operate, and never have." He accused Scully of not understanding the product development process, and then he added a self-centered swipe. "I wanted you here to help me grow, and you've been ineffective in helping me."